My name is Case Cook. I was invited to give a little mini cast on the Perl module device serial port. I spend my days working for OSDL.org as their senior systems and network administrator. I also help maintain kernel.org, and when I'm at home, I can be found at outflux.net. Anyway, the device serial port module is used for obviously accessing serial ports through Perl. It's actually the Unix version of the Win32 serial port module. These modules let people send and receive data over the serial port and read the modem signals like carry detect and clear to send, and manipulate the modem signals like ready to send and data terminal ready. I'm not actually the original author of device serial port. Joe Doss ported Win32 serial port to use POSIX calls so the Mr. House project could run on non-Windows platforms. After that, Bill Berthiesel, whose last name I think I just butchered, took over maintenance and added lots of stuff, including a very robust test suite. Lots of other people have sent in patches for all kinds of things. At this point, device serial port even has tie capability, which I personally have never actually used. Around version 0.07, I started sending patches to Bill because I was running into a few bugs while I was working on my project send page, which I'll mention later. Since Bill was pretty busy, I offered to take over maintainership, and he passed the reins to me. My first release was version 0.09. I tried to stabilize the porting effort so that device serial port compiles easily on any platform. It now uses the Perl XS routines to generate a small C stub that correctly locates all of the internal I/O controls for a given platform that are needed to deal with the various read, write, and modem signal operations. I ended up adding an autoconf configure script to the makefile.pl execution. I'm still not sure if this is just sick and wrong or just plain wrong. Whatever the case, it seems to do the job now, and I've had very few reports of trouble building the module lately. I'm sure that might change after this podcast. Please note, I am quite happy to accept patches. Device serial port has easily been used for more things than I can possibly imagine. Obviously, it's used to talk to things that are at the other end of a serial cable, so some of the more unusual stuff I've heard about it being used for are for talking to standardized test readers and scoring devices, car computer diagnostic readers, which was pretty neat, embedded touchscreen controllers that are programmed over the serial port, modems, obviously, and alphanumeric paging terminals, which are sort of modems also. These are actually radio devices that are responsible for actually sending out the pages that are sent in. That's actually how I came to be using device serial port, because I was working on my project SendPage, which can be found at sendpage.org. SendPage can actually be pretty demanding. It runs modems in parallel, and it has to be sensitive to all sorts of different hardware, since people on all sorts of different platforms are trying to use SendPage, like FreeBSD, AIX, Solaris, Windows, and Linux, obviously. Because of this, I was uncovering a lot of strange problems due to the porting, and each operating system seemed to handle the I/O controls differently, so it took a lot of testing and tweaking to get device serial port working correctly. My favorite story about SendPage, and therefore device serial port, was actually helping a sysadmin at McMurdo Station in the Antarctic to get device serial port talking to his alphanumeric paging terminal that he was using to send pages to the scientists who were wandering around the base or out in the field, I imagine. Hope you've enjoyed this little history on device serial port. I hope you never find any bugs, and if you do, you'll send me patches. Take care.